Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There was a point when you realized a disconnect. And first of all, Barnabas, I just think that speaks to integrity in your struggle because you were noticing a disconnect. And I want you to bring us to that place and some of the thoughts that even went through your mind as you started to say, okay, I do believe this stuff for the most part, but I have some questions. Talk about what that was like for you to finally say that out loud and admit that.
For me, that happened when I almost unwillingly. It wasn't something that I sort of went through an intellectual process where I started to have questions and then become a little bolder in them and then work through them. It was much more a situation of all through college. So I went to a Christian college, was a theology major. Loved studying theology, loved arguing theology. I probably liked arguing it more than I liked studying it, if I'm honest. And so my head was just stuffed full of biblical knowledge. But there was this whole other sort of area of my life where I just hadn't submitted to Christ. And it wasn't that I wasn't a believer. It wasn't that I wasn't a follower. It was that I hadn't fully submitted to Christ and said, these are things that I need to have you take care of in my life. This insecurity, this dishonesty, those kinds of things. And like sins that we hold on to, they get bigger over time. They, you know, it's like raising a lion cub. It starts out cute and small and harmless, but after a while it's a large predator and you can't control it anymore. And that's kind of what happened. So after I was out of college, after I was married, after I had two children, and I was working in a job that I very much enjoyed and was doing well at, this pattern of dishonesty that I had never dealt with dating all the way back to childhood caught up with me, and I ended up losing that job, getting fired because of decisions that I made. And my wife had no idea about this leading up to it, and that was what put me in a position to say, where did this come from? How did this happen? How did somebody who is invested in the church and doing ministry and knew theology and, you know, looked the part, how did this happen? And all of these things that I had sort of hung my hat on became very cheap to me. And so I had to look at them and go, do they mean anything? What do I actually believe? What is worth holding on to? And so that was where the questions came from. It was more like when my face was shoved in the questions because of my own decisions than anything else. But that was when I began to see, oh, that's what it means to need grace. Hmm. That's what it means to be a sinner. And I knew I was a sinner, but now I knew, you know, there's no denying it at that point. And there's this ownership of it as I am a sinner and I really need grace, and all that theology, it actually means something. It's not just a systematic argument for the sake of a late night dorm room conversation. And so that was a situation where what I believed became over time my own, because I could ask questions of God and instead of just parroting what I've been told, say, well, is what I've been saying all these years actually what I hold fast to? And in some cases, the answer was yes. In some cases, the answer was, I don't know. I don't know if that particular theological stance is exactly where I end up. And that's okay, because on the big things, the things of salvation, things of who Christ is and who God is and the Trinity and those key biblical elements, I came to see that as I fully believe those things.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.